ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. European leaders in London scrambling to contain the fallout from last week's Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. There was a meeting there this weekend. At the Academy Awards, Anora won Best Picture, Director and Screenplay, and leading actress Mikey Madison took home Best Actress for playing the title character. There was a tribute to actor Gene Hackman at that show, even though there are still few answers as to what killed him and his wife in their New Mexico home.
Investigators now analyzing data from two cell phones they retrieved from the home, along with thyroid and heart medications, a 2025 monthly planner, and records from MyQuest, a medical diagnostic service. Preliminary tests showed no signs of carbon monoxide poisoning. A full toxicology report has been ordered, but could take months to complete.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. Jury selection begins today in the trial of Robert Cremo, who faces multiple counts of first-degree murder for the Highland Park, Illinois Independence Day shooting. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
From the WRCE newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 35-year-old woman was arrested Tuesday by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office after a traffic incident on Highway 14. Authorities got a report at around noon of a vehicle apparently moving erratically as it traveled east through the village of Coon Valley. The report alleged the vehicle crossed the center line and followed another vehicle too closely. The Sheriff's Office and Westby Police stopped the vehicle on the highway near the intersection of Sherpy Road. That's in the town of Viroqua. The driver was identified as Kelly Eileen Doman of La Crosse. She was taken into custody for operating while intoxicated, fifth offense. Doman had a 2-year-old in the car. If convicted, the charge carries additional penalties because of the age of the passenger. This week's warming temperatures has prompted State Department of Transportation officials to end the state's frozen road declaration beginning at midnight Friday. The DOT says they and county highway workers are monitoring the upcoming weather forecast to check the status of Wisconsin roadways. That's important to determine how much weight trucks can carry without damaging roads. They said about 1,400 miles of state highways could be at risk from trucks carrying heavy loads during the spring thaw. While state officials are responsible for state highways, local officials will determine any weight restrictions for county highways, town roads, and city streets. Wisconsin wallets are some of the hardest hit when it comes to property taxes. That's according to Wallet Hub. Brittany Merlot has more.
The study says Wisconsin ranked 8th in the nation for the highest taxes despite having the 20th lowest median home value. Wisconsin residents pay nearly $4,600 in annual taxes for a median home value, which is significantly more than the national average of about $3,000 per year. Illinois was the only Midwest state to rank higher on the list, paying a median home average of nearly $6,800 per year.
That's reporter Brittany Merlot. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You're listening to 107.7 WRCE.
The Bucks head to Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks play the Atlanta Hawks at State Farm Arena tomorrow night at 6:30. They beat the Mavericks in Dallas 132-117, but guard Kyle Kuzma limped off the court in the first period. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, he twisted his ankle. Kept going. We were happy we didn't have to bring him back in, though.
Is that something you just got to evaluate?
Yeah, I have no idea. They don't think it's a bad one, but you don't really know until the next day.
College hoops. UW-Milwaukee with an 89-67 win over Detroit Mercy to lock up the number 3 seed in the upcoming Horizon League tournament. 11th-ranked Wisconsin losing to number 8th-ranked Michigan State 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard on losing to the Spartans.
And yeah, we got a lot to play for in terms of seeding and Big Ten play, NCAA tournament and beyond, but you know, this, we'll learn from this. Maybe we'll see him down the road in Indianapolis or later in March.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures, and we may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon. The wind west to northwest gusting to 40 or 45. Temperatures in the low 50s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, but colder. Our high tomorrow, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, chair of the musical theater department, Mark Hansen. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is a
groovy
party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid. Right on.
Good morning and welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can follow us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. Earl, how are you feeling today, man?
Look, man, I'm feeling great, man. I want to say, you know, after 14 shows in 2 weeks, we wrapped up the 2025 production of Capita Productions. We had a drum to a sellout crowd yesterday, standing room only. And it is an honor and a privilege to be a part of such a powerful, powerful troupe, acting, song, dance. The emotion level was off the chain. All of it spectacular. I want to thank the people of the city of Milwaukee and all of those people who came out to support us over the last 2 weeks. I can tell you, doing those two shows on Saturday, the last couple weeks were a strain. Now, these shows are 2 hours, and so 14 of them inside of, you know, it wasn't 2 full weeks because we would do two shows on Tuesday, two shows on Thursday. One show on Friday, two shows on Saturday, one on Sunday, and we repeated that 2 weeks in a row. Man. It was really, man. But I'll tell you, out of all the things that I do and all the things that I've done, man, being a part of Capital Productions is electrifying. And so thanks to all of those people, man. They, you know, start practicing in September.
That's crazy.
All right.
So that's why you was at the Y working out then.
Man, start practicing in September. And so the culmination of it on yesterday was breathtaking. Really thrilled and looking forward to Capital Productions. We are the drum in 2026. But let me get to this, Cardi. Okay. Here's, you know, as we approach the spring, I'm committed to not complaining when we get hot during the summer. Yeah. Listen, I'm saying it right now, man. If you hear me complain about it being too hot, you have the right to bust me out. Hey, man, you said, you know, because, you know, last year and the years prior, I've been taking the warm weather and the summer for granted.
Yes, yes.
You know, you get caught up, and they say the dog days of summer. Man, it's not going to be any dog days of summer for me ever again. You know, because I'm going to think back to those 10 sub-zero days that we had. And good morning to Mary, who reached out to us via text. Good morning to you as well, my friend. I'm not going to complain anymore about it being too hot. And, you know, so you get caught up in it. Man, it's so hot, I don't feel like doing anything. Man, I'm giving you, you know, permission, man. Bust me out. Whenever you hear me say, hey, man, it's too hot, uh-uh. I don't care if it's 100 degrees, I'm not going to be complaining because, you know, the cold weather, people love it. Some people love it. I'm not a person who loves cold weather. I'm just sorry. Even though I spent my entire life here in the Midwest, I'm not a guy who loves and cherishes the cold weather. I'm not a guy who toboggans or, you know, or who skis or who ice skates. Yeah. For those who love that, God bless them. Oh, man, here he comes. You know, Frosty the Snowman himself. hey, Al. hey, this is Frosty the Snowman himself. Hey, hey, what's going on, man? Hey, Al.
I got him. Here he is.
Hey, Frosty the Snowman.
What?
Hey,
I said we've had summer. What?
What do you mean we've had summer?
You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
We've had summer for 8 months.
We haven't had summer for 8 months, man.
We ain't had no snow. We ain't had no winter. Now it's track season, and all these kids going to be out here naked running, and then now it's going to start snowing.
Well, you know, look. Just for
you
people.
You complain about winter. We move around and do more outside in the winter than we do in the summer because it's too hot.
So people who don't know this man claims to love the cold weather. And I guarantee you, man, in that 10 days of sub-zero, you wasn't loving the weather.
Yes, I was.
Come on, man.
Having me a ball.
Well, yeah, okay.
I was out with my grandkids making snowmen and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. In the sub-zero weather, you couldn't make snowmen because the snow was ice.
Yes, we do.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Earl, you got to understand. I
know where you're from.
I come from cold ice and snow, and we function better in that weather than we do in heat.
Yeah. I come from cold ice and snow. I'm in Wisconsin. You were in Michigan. It's the same thing. What's that?
You know when I suffered the most in my life?
When?
When I was in Africa and I was in Southeast Asia.
Oh, well, yeah.
All that heat.
I get that.
All them monsoon rains and all them snakes and whatever. And so, you know, I love cold weather. Because people, you got less crime in the cold.
Well, yes.
You got less fools out here on the street.
Hey, I don't disagree with you on that, man. But, man, I'm a cat who loves to be outside, man. And
me too. You know,
but I don't like being outside when it's cold, okay?
What did I do? For 52 years, I coached high school sports, mostly track and field and football and... I was outside no matter what the weather, and we won championship after championship. Now, who is that young man you got on the board?
That's my new guy. That's Cardi.
He's your new guy, but your new guy better get to know this old man, because if he cut me off, I won't be coming down there to see him.
Hey, let me tell you something, Cardi. This is a man that we don't play with. Any man who comes on the airwaves and says that he enjoys below zero, sub zero, 10 days in a row, you better fear him.
Well, see, Earl, you have to understand this. I know where I'm going when I leave here, and it's gonna be hot as hell, and I'm gonna suffer some more. Hey, man. Hey. I love the cold. I'm going to be in the cold, man.
You know, man, we going to talk. Listen, part of what we're going to talk about this morning is one's belief in God and the devil falls to new lows. No. You believe in. Well, we're going to talk about that, you know, a little bit later on.
When I was a kid, my nickname was Lucifer. So I know where I'm going.
Hey, Al. Man, I don't know how to follow that. Other than,
I ain't too far from it. So, you know, age-wise, so I'll be leaving. I ain't going to be around too much longer.
Yeah. Well, okay, man.
But you got to deal with reality.
Well, the reality is, it's going to get warm, it's going to get hot, and you ain't going to hear me complain at all about it, because I'm sick of the cold. I'm sorry. You know, a whole lot of people have gotten sick of the cold, and they run down to Florida, and they run down to Texas. When I was a young man,
I used to go skiing.
Hey, wait a minute. You were once a young man?
A few hundred years ago.
Okay, all right.
I skied and I snowboarded, and that was fun to us.
Yeah, you said when you were a young man, when is the last time you snowboarded or skied? As an adult?
When I was 50-something years old.
Oh, okay. I know. Yeah, that's about you.
I'm a little older than that right now.
You're a few days older than Dirk.
I'm about 28 years older. 28 years older than that.
Yeah. Well, you know, man, listen, we got a lot that we're going to cover this morning, and got a great show lined up. It's always great to start it out with you, my friend.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to do your show, but you tell what's his name?
Cardi, yeah.
Okay.
I'll remind him, because we don't want you coming down here, man, because I know you. Hey, a Vietnam veteran, a wounded Vietnam veteran, we don't need that kind of trouble. Not a WRJN radio and the Earl Ingram show. All right, thank you very much for the call, my friend. Really appreciate it.
All right.
But I will tell you, man, I'm telling you, man, I'm not going to complain at all about the warm weather. You know, we had last year record-breaking heat.
Yeah.
You know, right? It was the hottest summer in the country, but also in the state of Wisconsin and in the city of Milwaukee. So,
do you remember? Couple of days, 50 degrees, 60 degree days, even up 72 degrees a couple of days.
No, I'm talking about in the summer, man.
Oh, in the summer? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, 110 degrees.
Yeah, well, we didn't get 110, man.
You must be exaggerating it a
little
bit.
my son lives in Arizona, one of my sons, and they had over 100 degrees. I think it was 80 days.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, you know, if I was there, I'd be whining.
110 degrees?
Oh, yeah, man. Not 110, over 100.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, 855-752-4842. Next up, man, what's the craziest meat you ever ate, man?
I've had a lot of different crazies. I've had frog before. I've had alligator before.
Oh, listen, man, we're going to talk about that.
Let's talk.
The craziest, the wildest game you've ever tried. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show, 855-752-4842. On a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Donald Trump is out of control. Stopping payments for health care and food for hungry kids, eliminating the Department of Education, and letting unelected billionaire Elon Musk fire anyone he wants and get access to your most private information. We need a Supreme Court justice who will keep them in check before they go too far. That's Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I believe in protecting you, your family, and your right to privacy, and that women have the right to make their own decisions about their health care. Because to me, that's just common sense.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are both backing Brad Schimmel. He'll do whatever they want. That's why we need Judge Susan Crawford. The common sense judge will keep them in check. Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
News from the center, WRCE.
Think about money, or what it can buy. And I ain't got time to sit down and wonder what makes a bird fly. And I don't have the time to think about what makes a flower grow. And I
Town Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. And you can't start it off any better than Marvin Gaye. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, before I go to the phone lines, I kind of want to make sure that I get Tom's number. I think I got it last week and forgot to take it with me. I think you took it down. Yep. But make sure I get it because I need to talk to Tom after the show. But here, let me say this, man. Here's this article. Crow is not the only thing they eat at wild game dinner in rural Pennsylvania. Now, I don't know, man. You know the craziest wild meat I've ever eaten? I think it's buffalo.
Okay.
All the rest of that stuff, frogs and snake and you've eaten snake, Cardi?
I've never eaten snake before.
Okay, so what have you eaten?
Okay, so goat, obviously.
Goat is not, I've eaten goat. Goat's not, you know, goat's pretty common.
I've had squirrel before. squirrel's pretty good, I'm not going to lie. Then there's alligator, recently tried alligator.
You like that?
Yeah, that's pretty good, I'm not going to lie. It has like a kind of like a stringy taste to it, but it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
Well, not bad is not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for good. But that's about as wild as you've gotten, squirrel and alligator.
Yeah, quail. I've had quail before.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it on my list. Oh, and then frog legs, obviously.
But never, man. So, you know, clearly venison.
Yeah, venison, yeah, deer.
Yeah, that's about as crazy as I've gotten, man. But here they had, 14 different species in Pennsylvania, in rural Pennsylvania. Crow. Crow is one. They had stingray casserole.
Yeah, I'm not eating a stingray.
Why not?
That stingray part is what's getting me right there.
bear stew, raccoon. Have you had raccoon?
Nah. Anything that got rabies, that sounds like
raccoon. Raccoon unduly. And rabbit kielbasa. You've had rabbit.
I've tried rabbit before.
It was a centerpiece in between. You know, yeah. They there was roasted gray squirrel, bobcat lo mein, wild boar ham, and coyote teriyaki on a stick. And the mystery meat this year, as a boy in the crowd correctly guessed, was alligator. For the less than adventurous, there's also venison and salmon. In previous years, dishes have included wood duck, snapping turtle, smoked eel, beaver, shepherd's pie, goose and sauerkraut, and ground chili and chorizo. Let me go to the phone lines.
Go ahead. I'm gonna bring Tom on the line. Go ahead.
Hey Tom, how you doing, man? Tell me about the craziest meat you've ever eaten.
I haven't gone super crazy. We're on a farm, you know. We got our own venison, and you throw a worm in the pond, you get fish right away. But I haven't gone for the exotic stuff. I'm standing out here in my field cleaning up from a logging mess, but I'm looking at my cattle, and they're lovely grass-fed steers, and, you know, they got a place. I treat them real well, and then we eat them. So you know what I'm saying?
No, well, no, listen, man, that's not crazy. Cows. Come on, man, that's beef.
That's beef, yeah. No, we're talking about the best beef. But I want to tell you about the climate thing. You're talking about hot and cold. In between is spring, and that's maple syrup season. We tap trees, but climate change really shows up in syrup. It's like syrup is a leading indicator. Yeah. So you got to have water in the ground to come up through the roots to bring the sugar that's been stored down there up into the tree. And somehow everyone talks about it, but it gets hot during the day and cold at night, and that makes the tree kind of expand and contract or something. It helps create this suction. It's weird. That's all anyone ever says. I don't know if that's actually physically true, but it's some kind of deal with hot and cold. But we've had the conditions. We don't have any sap. It's because there's no water in the ground, man. This was the drought area 2 years ago, and last year we got a bunch of rain, but it didn't actually replenish. We had the equivalent of 1 inch of rain all winter.
Yeah, you know. So, well, when you talk about rain in the winter, people get confused because during the winter we talk about snow, and snow eventually it melts, and then that goes into the roots. Is it that it's too late?
Well, we had 12 inches of snow, say, this year, roughly. That's 1 inch of rain. In the summer, you need an inch of rain every week. And now the problem is we get so much every day, or you get a little bit every day and you can't do anything, or you get nothing. I mean, the extremes are getting huge. But I'm just telling you, maple syrup, and by the way, the first crop is incredible. It usually comes out really light, almost like the lightest honey you've ever seen.
Right.
And it's got a really delicate taste. And then as it gets older for a couple of weeks, as you're drawing it down, it gets darker and darker and ends up looking the color of molasses. And it's got a much more bitter taste. People call that grade B. A lot of people actually like that better. I like the early stuff.
So
2 years ago, the stuff came out dark first because the ground didn't have the moisture and it was still, the roots were still kind of clogged up.
So you've got just many maple trees.
Well, we have a zillion maple trees. We tap about 20 trees and maybe close to 100 taps.
You planted these since you owned the farm.
No, these were here. There's maples are taking over Richmond County, so there's a lot of them, sugar maples. We do about 15 gallons of syrup. It takes about 40 gallons to make a gallon, so like 600 gallons of sap makes about 15 gallons, something like that.
Hey, Tom.
Anyway, I'll bring you some someday.
Now, listen, I'm going to talk to you after the show. Cardi's got your number. Okay. Thank you very much for the call. Up next, belief in God. The devil falls to a new low. Belief in God and the devil falls to a new low on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
While the nation seems to be in chaos, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin took the time to meet with Wisconsin voters and answer questions. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
Senator Tammy Baldwin held a virtual town hall meeting on Thursday to answer questions from concerned constituents in central Wisconsin. The meeting was moderated by Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese. The first question outlined how chaotic things seem in Washington, D.C., and asked how to help calm the uncertainty people are living with every day.
It does feel a lot like chaos here.
Senator Baldwin said announcements are coming so fast and furious that it's difficult for hardworking citizens to keep up.
I will tell you that some of the chaos that we're experiencing is very purposeful.
A top Trump advisor said their strategy in the first days and weeks was to flood the zone. Many of the things proposed have resulted in lawsuits, making it even harder to understand what's going on.
I think it's important to remember in all of this that we do have power. Everyone here has power, and your voice matters.
Baldwin said she's been spending time on the Senate floor reading letters from concerned constituents, and those voices and stories do make a difference.
Again, I'm here to fight for you, but I'm also here to fight with you.
She said through this chaotic and confusing time that we have real power, and encouraged Wisconsinites to keep talking to their representatives. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
A Friday statement from Madison-based UW Health said if an agreement isn't reached by April 15th, it will no longer be in network for patients with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield Wisconsin Insurance. UW Health said Anthem has agreed to much higher reimbursement rates for other Wisconsin health systems while proposing an increase to UW Health's rate that was below the rate of inflation and also demanding the ability to unilaterally change payment terms without a renegotiation.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I'm currently three episodes into the new season of Reacher, and so far, I would recommend it as a Pete pick. Actual giant Alan Richson has returned as the title character, kicking butt and taking names. Season three so far has more of a feel like season one, where Reacher stays true to the character, giving assistance to the underdog and those in need. Reacher Season 3 gets a so-far-so-good rating. Stay tuned. Spoiler alert regarding White Lotus Season 2. Season 3 of the hit HBO show is underway. White Lotus is always set at a White Lotus resort, where in Episode 1, we learn a murder has been committed, but don't find out who the victim is or who done it until the last episode of the season. Jennifer Coolidge was the victim in Season 2 and says she hopes that her on-screen husband, played by John Grise, is the victim in the third season. That seems the obvious choice, but writer-creator Mike White likes to keep the audience guessing. You can catch White Lotus at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures, and we may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon. The wind west to northwest gusting to 40 or 45. Temperatures in the low 50s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, but colder. Our high tomorrow, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Badger basketball game over the weekend and also find out whether we still have a country. If we do, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. You see,
my all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You know, I got to thinking about, you know, things that are going on today as we just kind of watch. You know, I grew up in a home where, as a young boy, you know, my parents made sure that we were brought up in a spiritual environment. Almost all of my friends and the people that I knew in my community belonged to some kind of church. And so, you know, we kind of, spirituality was a part of our lives from the time we were, you know, little children. We went to Sunday school. We certainly went to Bible study and all those things. It was a part of our life. We weren't alone. It certainly was a part, I think, of the American culture. And so that's what people did. They believed in something other than themselves. Well, you know, that has changed drastically, and it's changing even more now than ever before. And so I don't know if part of why we are experiencing what we're experiencing is because people don't believe in a higher power as much as they once did. You know, clearly people aren't going to church, mosque, or synagogues the way they once did. And I don't know if that's so much because a younger generation and maybe our generations didn't follow suit with what our parents did. I mean, my children, when they were young, you know, I didn't have them in church as much as my parents had me in church. As I was coming up, I kind of gravitated away from it. And so my children weren't brought up exactly, you know, they certainly knew of a God. And we stopped going to church every Sunday, or I did. And so it was a time in my life when I kind of got away from organized religion. And, you know, and even to this day, I don't belong to any organized religion. I believe there's a power greater than myself. I would be a fool to not believe that there's a power greater than myself when I look at this great creation. And you look at all the different things that are around you and me, and the fact that these things are there attests to there being a power greater than ourselves. Whatever you call that power is certainly up to you. But organized religion, people, for the most part, are getting away from or have gotten away from. 855-752-4842 is the number. So, back in the 1960s, 90% of Americans believed in God, you know, the Bible, or, you know, another higher power. That's pretty well defining. 90% believe that whether their God is Allah, or you know, the Buddha, or, you know, a Hindu God, or whoever their God was, 90% of Americans believed in that. The number's down to 70% today. That's an amazing statistic. Because something happened during the last 50 years that the fact that we were this society claimed to have been founded under the Judeo-Christian ethic, and we touted that. Now, I'll tell you something. Even though I was brought up in the church and believe in a power greater than myself, you call them what you will or what you wish, and this nation touted that, at the same time that this nation touted that, there were slaves. And the nation itself did not follow the precepts of what it said it believed, because you couldn't very well believe in a God and his teachings and still believe that there, you know, were his creation, anything, excuse me, anything in his creation was not equal. Excuse me. He made everything equally. Not equal, but equally, meaning in the same reality. But if you're going to believe any of those things, then, I mean, truly, then you can't very well, you know, hate. Or then you can't very well see color. Or then you can't very well see, well, I have more money than you, I'm better than you. You know, I live in a better neighborhood, I'm better than you. I have better clothes than you, I'm better than you. You know, I mean, I'm physically stronger than you. You're just a little weakling, I'm better than you. But somewhere along the way, the American people have kind of lost their belief in a creator. Because I don't know how you can believe in a creator and then look and see what's in the White House right now and say that that has anything to do with a God. That the people who are sitting in the White House right now are as far away from a belief in a power greater than themselves than has ever been in my lifetime. You know, I witnessed J.D. Vance and Donald Trump last Friday in a conversation with Vladimir Zelensky. And they showed no human reality. What they showed, what I saw was a bully. I saw a man who's the most powerful man on earth, snarling like a wild beast before the entire world, at a man from a smaller nation whose people are struggling to survive. And he showed no compassion whatsoever. Donald Trump or J.D. Vance. And I don't know if you are a person who has any belief in the power greater than yourself, and you look at that and you say, they don't represent me. He's the president. They don't represent my beliefs because I don't believe in that. I don't believe in bullying. I taught my children from the time they were children that was something that you shouldn't do. And all the children that I've been engaged and involved with my entire life, it's always teaching children not to be what we saw last Friday. But there are people who cheered that on. Over 50% of the American people said they want to see a strong man. A man who really, clearly has no belief in a power greater than himself. Well, unless it's Lucifer. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, you know, I come from humble beginnings. And yes, we did go to church. I am confirmed. My daughter is confirmed. Do I believe in God? Absolutely. Do I believe in Jesus Christ? I believe that there was a man named Jesus Christ who walked on this earth and had wonderful things to say about treating other people as equals and doing unto others as you would want them to do unto you. Because I am a Democrat, I have been told by various people on the other side that I am going to hell. And my response to them is, well, if I'm going to hell, I'll take my phone with me and I'll give you a call and I'll save you a seat. I know you get a kick out of that. We went out. I still, to this day, I'm retired. And I have a little job that I go to make extra money so I can afford to buy things for people in need. And the other time that I have left over, I give to people in need. And I will do anything. I have scrubbed floors for people and cleaned their homes. I read to children. I take care of children free. Whatever you need, I'll give you. Because that's how we grew up.
So Susan, why do you think that people believe in God less today than they did when you and I were young?
Yes.
And why,
They believe only in themselves. They believe that it's their destiny to take care of themselves. Although they cry and they ask for help when they need it, but it was part of our life. It was part of our belief.
Hey, Susan, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. Your thoughts. Have far too many people in this nation lost faith in a power greater than themselves on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Donald Trump is out of control, stopping payments for health care and food for hungry kids, eliminating the Department of Education, and letting unelected billionaire Elon Musk fire anyone he wants and get access to your most private information. We need a Supreme Court justice who will keep them in check before they go too far. That's Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I believe in protecting you, your family, and your right to privacy, and that women have the right to make their own decisions about their health care. Because to me, that's just common sense.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are both backing Brad Schimmel. He'll do whatever they want. That's why we need Judge Susan Crawford. The common sense judge will keep them in check. Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. News from the center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, the conversation is about, and this is from Pew Research Center, why so many Americans are losing faith in a power greater than themselves. You know, as I stated earlier, you know, I've always believed that there was something greater than me. Yeah, you can call them whatever it is you want to call them. I don't know, how you can look around and understand. I mean, it's this unbelievable machine that's called, your body, and all of the great creations in this world. I mean the globe itself, the universe, all all those things. There's no way I could not believe in something greater than myself. The question becomes, you know, whether or not, you know, that's, you know, you believe that there's something after this. Because after it's all said and done, that is the big question. But I think today there's so many Americans who are so caught up in, you know, things. And so, you know, things. And the things are more important than the rest of it. But, you know, when you have people who watch other people suffer. Yeah, look at what's happening in Gaza. So right now, you know, Israel and, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu, watching all those people suffer. And they've got this deal that they worked out. And, you know, through the cessation of the war, right now. And so in between, we're going to bring in, you know, food supplies so people don't suffer, so people eat and all those kind of things. And you just cut that off. You know what? As if you are God. You know, Donald Trump walking around beating his chest like he's God Almighty. Man. It's bad enough that they do it, but then people support that. Well, you know, I guess it's always kind of been that way. People, you know, profess to believe in a power greater than themselves, but they certainly don't show it, you know, outwardly. I would think that if you believed in something greater than yourself, then you would show that outwardly. It wouldn't be something that you would keep inside of you. Because if you believed in something greater than yourself, people would see it. You know, Christians say, let your light so shine. And that's more than a saying. If you say you're Christian, I'm supposed to see that in you. Let your light so shine. So I see you, and I see Christ in you. That's the way I was taught as a young boy, you know. It's certainly what I've carried with me throughout my life. But we're at a juncture right now where I don't know. And if we don't do something to turn this around, and this youngest generation, if, you know, there's some cold people in the world. There's some cold, cold young people. I see young people as cold as I've ever seen them in my life. And I'm wondering if it's because, you know, nobody ever exposed them to a power greater than themselves. Nobody ever led them to believe that there's something else, that there's something more. But if we don't do something to change the trajectory of that, we can talk about all the other things, well, the climate change and all. Yeah, those things, yeah. But man is what I'm worried about. You know, because man can do something about the climate. Man can do something about all the things that are wrong in the society. But if man doesn't believe that there's a power greater than him or herself, and they continue to look at people and things that are going on in our government, then I don't know where we're headed. 855-752-4842, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Next up, the day the free world died on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. One person was killed and several others injured when a car rammed into a crowd in the western German city of Mannheim. ABC's Lama Hassan is at the foreign desk.
Eyewitnesses saying a man driving a car plowed into a crowd of people with injuries being reported. Police responding to the incident saying a major operation is underway. No word yet on the motive or who was responsible.
Police are asking the public to stay away from the downtown area of that city. There is a suspect, the driver, in custody. President Trump delivers a speech to Congress tomorrow night on Capitol Hill. In London, world leaders are rallying around Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky following last week's contentious meeting in the Oval Office with President Trump. At the Oscars, director Sean Baker's film Anora won Best Picture, and its star Mikey Madison was crowned Best Actress. Right after the show, there was a mild earthquake, its epicenter North Hollywood. Kroger chairman and CEO Rodney McMullen has resigned after an internal investigation into his personal conduct. This is ABC News.